What's your love language?
Yeah, it's true.
It's so exhausting. I have this conversation like 8 times a week. We're here with the Childless MILF. Is that the name of your special?
It is. Childless MILF.
Childless MILF.
Yeah.
Is that what people call you?
No, not necessarily.
Like you named it yourself?
Yeah. I think I said it one night and everyone laughed and I was looking for a name of my special and I was like, that's it.
Nice.
I just chose right then.
Kimmy Congdon.
What's up, guys?
Comden. Kimmy Congdon.
Creamy Congdon.
You said don't say it. Kareem Congdon.
Kareem Abdul Congdon.
We're in the Guest Digital Studio. This is not my usual studio. That's why my logo is behind me. Sienna's not here. Sienna's doing something else. I don't fucking know. But Kimmy is here, and I've been a big fan for a while. You did my show last night. Thank you so much. Vinny and Friends. What was your experience like on Vinny and Friends?
You have a really good crowd.
Mm-hmm. You crushed it.
They're so hot. Your audience is very attractive. If you want to find out, first of all, more men should come to your show. It would be smart for more men to come to your show because there's so many hot single women there.
Mm-hmm.
It is like, I was on stage and I was like, dude, if I was a single dude, I would come here and fucking crush it.
Well, I used to say that about Chippendales too, because Chippendales had not only were they hot, they were horny.
Yes.
And going crazy, but like, I don't know. It's kind of like a little creepy. Like guys like going to like creep out.
Well, no, you can go places to at comedy shows. Maybe a good person place to meet someone. You
totally.
Watch a show and then after at the bar you can meet them.
Totally. And it's not like even though there's girls at my show, it's a unisex thing. So it's not like creepy for a guy to go.
It's not like a yoga class, a women's yoga class.
Right.
And then there's just one dude there. You always have to really look at the dude in the yoga class. Like, does he want to be here?
You just reminded me of that episode of Shameless where the guy was going to the pregnant Lamaze classes to pick up pregnant girls. Because you're a Shameless fan, right?
I do like Shameless.
Yeah. Do you remember that episode?
I don't remember.
Oh.
That must have been later in the seasons because I kind of watched until like season 8 or something.
I had such
seven.
A crush on Emmy Rossum.
Every guy likes her. What is it? Because she's very like, I don't want to say basic because she's beautiful, obviously.
Well, it's the curly hair. It's
okay.
She's beautiful. She's talented. That show made her very human. Like
she's like a girl that you could see in your neighborhood and be like, oh,
yeah.
I could love her.
Which is exactly like girl next door type, which is crazy because that's just her playing a role. I don't know if she's really like that in real life, but
yeah.
What was her name? Fiona?
Fiona.
Yeah, like that character became such like a part of her personality. You know what I mean?
Such a good show too.
Yeah. As I get older though, I get in trouble though because like, and I'm just getting like more real with myself because like I always talk about how I like big booties and slim thick girls and shit like that. And I just think that like, that's just like the smarter route for me to settle down,
right?
Because it always just like, you know, it keeps my dick in like really involved. Cause like, let's just say like, I don't know what Emmy Rossum looks like, but like, I'm just saying like I can say, oh my God, she's so beautiful and blah, blah, blah. But like, then like, you know, some like jiggly ass walks down the street 10 years later. I'm just like, oh my God, what's that like? You know?
Do you think you'll be able to be monogamous forever?
I love how that triggered that question.
I'm Puerto Rican. My first thing goes to, even with a man that I'm not dating, I'm like into like the, so do you cheat?
Right, right, right. Well, I'm very self-aware. This is like, shit cheaters say.
Whatever. Yeah, hold on.
Shit cheaters say is about to be whatever comes out of my mouth.
It should be a checklist of Vinny's red flags.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Literally.
I'm very self-aware.
Yeah.
Too self-aware is not good.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. That is good.
All the fucking things. No, obviously, like, I think I want to be monogamous for sure. I want to settle down. I'm dating with intention. We talked about this last time.
We did.
And, you know, a lot of these like celebrities and shit, like Nick Cannon and now Neo has like a couple girlfriends. They just kind of accept that they just can't be monogamous. And then they just get a bunch of girlfriends.
Right.
You know what I mean? They just accept it. And sometimes it's creepy, like, you know, Diddy, R. Kelly shit. But then sometimes it's like, I guess, kind of can like who
it works for some people.
It works, yeah. Some like the poly shit like works for some people.
Those people that live in that rock in Montana or Utah or whatever.
Well, like Mormons.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
From the show with the nine wives.
Yeah. John and Kate plus eight.
Something like that, pretty much.
But Nick Cannon one, they seem like happy. Like, I think he just like has a baby with them and then just kind of like takes care of them and shit. You guys like a Range Rover and like they're good. You
That's
know?
Why he has so many seasons of Wild now. He has to.
Yeah, he but also to. Like he has to, I guess like he gets like residual money from that because like I couldn't take care of that many people. I don't want to financially be responsible for more than one woman.
I'm sorry. There's just no way that he's there for every kid and still doing Wild and Out.
What do you mean?
There's no way. I have zero children.
You mean
and I have,
the timing, time-wise?
I have zero children right now.
Yeah.
I'm like not married, right? I don't have a house mm-hmm. to take care of. I'm traveling and I'm still don't. I have like an hour left every day, maybe. Mm.
No, he's not seeing them. He just sees them on Christmas. He does this whole thing where he like posts like a Christmas card. But he posts like a Christmas
card. Not the Christmas card.
No, he like flew around to like each one of them and like took a picture with them or some shit during Christmas. Or Father's Day.
Father's Day. He flies to each one of them and does a post yeah. for a photo. Yeah. He's a Facebook dad.
Yeah.
That's all right. Whatever.
But okay. My point, I mean, there just hasn't been like a outcry of like them being unhappy. I think like they kind of like are chilling. Like his baby mom isn't shit. They're like
no one's complaining.
No, like they're on the set. He has like a podcast with one of them. You know what I mean? I'm giving him props. Anyway, my point is
no. He seems like he'd be a cool guy to co-parent with,
right?
Because he makes it easy for them.
Mm-hmm.
He probably flies them in all the time instead
totally.
Of them going.
Totally.
They're probably all there.
Some guys
he
are
just
like
buys
that.
A wing out.
And well, I was talking to this like. I was talking to this Muslim girl recently and she was like, yeah, she's like in the culture. I think the guy's allowed to have like four wives or something like that. But like he has to treat all of them equally and fairly. It's not like this like glamorized thing that guys think it is where it's like, oh, I got all these girls.
It's know? Like a responsibility. Like it's like someone with too many cats.
Right. It's like you don't have side cats, side pussy.
Side pussy.
You have
literally.
To treat all your pussy equally.
Right.
And I don't want that. I do not want four wives. I don't want two wives. I want one wife. That's why it's just like as much as I have lived that kind of like party, not monogamous lifestyle. Like I just don't want. I know that's not the finish line I want to end up at. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't want to be creepy, single 50-year-old like in the club type shit.
No,
you know
I don't
I mean?
Think you will.
It's getting there. That's why I'm kind of like starting to date. It would attention because like 36, like once you're like 46, it's starting to, you know.
You know what I think happens? I think there's this cycle and I've seen it with everybody who has ever fallen in love mostly is that there's like you go through your phase where you don't care, right? You're like single forever. This uh-huh. is the life. And then you get sick of it and you go, I'm dating with intention.
Yeah.
And then there's the next level
mm.
where you're for where you want the dating with intention so bad, then you go, fuck it. I remember being like, I'll die alone.
Mm, like, it comes back around.
Dude, where you go, fuck it, I'll die alone. And right then.
You meet your person?
Everybody I know.
Really?
Every single person I know that is like seriously dating someone, met them like right when they were like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's like an acceptance thing.
Dude,
you know what
there's
I mean?
Something. It's an energy shift where it's go. I remember crying to my therapist being like, I just feel like I'm just scared to die alone. And I sort of got he went, and you might.
Right.
I was like, what do you mean?
Just acceptance. So
yeah.
You're not so scared.
He was like, you might. And I was like, no. And then I just thought about it for a long time. And then I just kind of I was like, well, I might.
I mean, I wouldn't walk around like in desperation of it. But no. I don't like when, you know, because. I'm so used to being the other guy that's like, oh, I'm single. I'm happy with it. If it comes, it comes. And now, like, I do this thing. It's like almost like a funny experiment to me. Or when I'm talking to girls and I'm like, so are you looking for a relationship? And I know 99% of the time what they're going to say. And I do it because, like, society, I think, has told people to say what they're about to say, which is,
no.
I'm not looking right now. I'm focusing on myself. If it comes, it comes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm like, that's actually not the right approach, I don't think. I mean,
Right. I get the sentiment. If you are looking for a relationship, you should be like,
I'm looking for a relationship.
Even you could be like, it sounds, you could out loud go, I'm scared that sounds aggressive, but yes, I'd like to be with someone.
Right.
But or, a lot of people are scared to say that because they're scared to get rejected.
Yeah, no, it's a whole like, exactly. It's a whole like psychological reason why they're not saying it, but they really do want relationships. Look, if you don't want a relationship for some kind of reason, for sure, say that. But my point is that the people that are saying that, like, they do want relationships.
Most people
want
to be loved.
Everybody wants a relationship.
Most people want to be loved. Yeah. Yeah. And even the people that don't. I think probably deep down, I think the first thing, it's like the first thing that you feel as a baby is wanting to be loved. And I think it's like the last thing you feel too.
Mm-hmm.
So,
want to be loved. We're social creatures. We're tribal, physical touch. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, who wants to be alone?
Totally. It's a lot of people are in denial. It's like this, it's kind of this, like, I don't even care.
And I don't think you have to be scared of it. I don't think you have to be scared of saying, because then they ask it back to me and they think I'm going to say the same thing, especially because I'm a guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's probably looking for, like, for pussy or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nope, I am looking for a relationship. I'm looking for a girlfriend. I never did talk like this. This is like the new era of dating with intention. But that's why I like the dating apps, because we were talking about it. It's like, I just like to know someone's in that mindset. Of like, if you're on a dating app, you're like, I'm kind of looking for this right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Some people are not, though. Some people are on the dating apps just to fuck around.
I'm
like, you could do that off the dating app.
Right.
For me, a dating app is a waste. Like, go fuck someone in real life like they used to.
Unless
that's
it's like
easier.
A hookup dating app, though. Like a Tinder or something You know?
I've found relationships on Tinder.
Really?
Yeah, because sometimes I've dated a couple guys off Tinder because for me, you can find a guy that just doesn't really care about phones. That's the app that they would use. They're not going on like Hinge or Raya. They're not going on like the new shit. They're going on the oldest.
Like they're
app
not
that they
like technological savvy.
Yes, yes. They're just like, they're like their phones are like.
They're on plenty of
fish.com.
The
guy I'm dating now, he went to the store the other day. I swear to God, he left his phone just on the counter. Like,
scary.
And he does it all the time.
I hate when people do that.
He does it all the time. He just leaves it unlocked. And I'm like, don't you know I'm Puerto Rican?
I'm looking at it. Yeah, eyeing it up.
Eyeing it.
Do you know his passcode?
I don't. But he, like, you know, he doesn't care. Doesn't care if I go through his phone, but...
So you were single for a long time.
I was single for a long time.
You lived in New York. That's when we kind of used to kind of like DM a little bit.
Yeah.
You lived in New York.
Yeah.
I was like probably living in Staten Island, but I've always known who you were because I'm a fan of comedy.
Yeah.
And I used to follow like Gas Digital, like everything that happened here and
stuff. I saw you here one time when I did a podcast a very long time ago.
Well, Jersey Shore used to like crisscross with like the comedy podcast interview world a lot because there's comedians everywhere, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
I remember I got my makeup done next to Angelina one time.
What was it for? OnlyFans?
No. No, something else. I actually don't remember. It was like 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But
some like morning radio show.
Yeah, but it's always been like a little bit of a crossover.
Yeah.
With all that. I was filming something for MTV.
Okay. So you're not from New York?
No, I'm from Florida.
Okay.
I'm originally from Florida. I went to school there. I'm from Melbourne, Florida.
Where's that?
It's close to Orlando. Oh. I went to school UF, the Gators.
Orlando's the worst.
Orlando's not great.
To live there.
It's not Orlando, though.
I know.
By the beach. It's like an hour away from Orlando, which makes a big difference because Florida's small. An hour's a long way away.
Yeah.
So
closer to a body of water.
Yeah. Florida's fucking, if you haven't seen, have you seen the beautiful parts of Florida? Have you had a chance to really?
Yeah, you know, like, what's that
not
club?
Orlando.
11 in Miami.
Not Miami.
Fort Lauderdale.
Miami's not Florida.
My family used to have a house in, like, my aunt and uncle used to take me every year to Pompano Beach.
Okay.
It was like a kind of old person.
You need to hit a good part of Florida.
What, like Tampa?
No, like Lido Beach is really beautiful. Mm. There's places that look like you're on
a
different country, dude, and they're so private. And
well, we did a season recently in the Keys, and that was literally
was pretty sick.
That was literally like being in another country.
Yeah, the
there
Keys
was like
is interesting
Caribbean people there.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're
so
in like
close.
International waters.
Yeah,
or
you can
like
see,
that.
I think, Cuba from it,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very fun.
So you lived here for a guy?
Yeah, I was doing comedy. I moved to LA in 2011. I dropped out of college, started doing stand up. And I met a guy in 2016. I moved to New York in 2017. and back out in 2019.
Was he a comedian?
Yes, he was. Oh. Yes, it's this guy.
Oh, okay, so you knew him from L.A.
Yeah. Got We're still friends. He's right outside the studio.
Yeah. Can we say his name?
Yeah, it's Luis. Luis J. Gomez. Shout out Luis J. Gomez. This is his studio.
Yes.
This is where we're doing the pod.
So you met him in L.A. through doing comedy there, but he lived in New York.
This was when, have you heard of roast battles that are going on? Yeah, this was when
roast battles
just started, like the first few ones. And they were doing an East Coast, West Coast battle, the first one. And Luis, you know, his podcast, he's known for being controversial and offensive, and that's his thing. Mm-hmm. And he posted, this was when Facebook was a thing. He posted on Facebook and was like, a lot of women are complaining that we're not bringing any East Coast comedians to do roast battle, but like women suck at comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reposted it. Didn't even know who he was. And I was like, well, let's battle then. Because at that point, I had been like number two. And he agreed to battle. And then we showed up and then we battled and then we started dating.
Mm-hmm.
Naturally. That's how Puerto Ricans meet.
They abuse each other and start dating.
Verbal violence. And then you start dating. And then we dated for a few years and then we broke up and then I left New York.
But you, like, obviously, like, you would link up over there, but then it's like, how is this going to work? And then you had to move to New York for it. How long
we
were you?
We did long distance for...
You did, yeah, that's what I was getting at, kind of.
I don't know, 6 months? Something like that?
Yeah, it's... Long distance can't last for that long.
No.
6 months is a long time. And
now,
then after that,
now
it's like,
knowing,
what are
I mean,
doing?
We've been broken up for over 5 years, and now knowing him, he was definitely fucking girls. He was definitely fucking girls.
You're like, I
was,
made the wrong choice.
Yeah, I was bringing his ass on FaceTime to bars with me. I was being faithful as fuck.
Yeah.
You didn't think I wouldn't want to fuck anybody? I was in L.A.
Toxic. Yeah. Yeah, not long distance. He was fucking.
Yeah, he was definitely fucking girls. I'm like, he's faithful.
Well, if he had the option to, which he probably did being a successful comic.
Oh yeah, women hate funny guys,
right? But it's not always like that, because guys just, it's not easy for a guy to get laid in general unless they're buying it, like, transactionally,
right?
You
well
know what I mean?
Think it's pretty easy.
Like, a girl shouldn't trust me in a long distance relationship.
No.
Well, now they can, because I'm a good boy now, because
he's dating with intention.
I'm dating with intention.
You should wink and it should go ding every time you say it.
So then you leave New York.
Yeah.
And then you went back to Florida.
You know, a breakup's bad when you leave the entire city or the entire state. I went back to California.
Yeah, but I mean, once you like relocate, because let's face it, like us men, like, you know, that we have, like, we're the provider men or whatever. They have to come to us.
Mm-hmm.
And now they start getting mail at our house. They live there now. And it's just like, I feel so bad making someone relocate for me. Than having to relocate them again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
No, I made him pay. It was like we were married. He paid alimony for a long time.
Nice.
I was like, you're finding me a place.
What's that called? Unemployment.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the worst place. You were a comic coming to New York.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
Oh, Cream Congdon is taking
Shut
it off.
Not Cream Congdon.
Cream Congdon. I can't hit on you because you have a boyfriend now.
I know.
What happened? So, you were single for a while.
Yeah.
And then
I was single forever.
But you were a lover girl, though.
Yes.
You wanted to.
Yeah.
What would you have been if I had asked you, like I said, what are you looking for? Or are you looking for a relationship? What would you have said?
No, I probably would have said exactly what I said, which is like, it probably sounds creepy, but I do want a boyfriend.
Yeah, you're like,
I would have said, sounds creepy, but I want a boyfriend. Those exact words.
Why does that sound creepy nowadays?
I don't know.
It shouldn't. We have to go back to finding love, you know, because that's the problem in society. Like, men are the problem too. I'm not saying women are the problem for saying that, but like, everybody's pushing this narrative of being single, and it's like, what are we doing here? Where nobody wants to die alone. Like, I keep saying, like, the end goal, like, you got to figure out what you want in the now by looking at the finish line,
right?
You know, and I know I don't want to die alone, so what are the other options? You know, like, you have to I have to go to therapy.
You know when it gets bad?
What?
Have you reached a point where you reached out to someone you talked to in high school yet?
Nah, I'm from Staten Island, bro.
Oh, okay.
Those girls are rough.
That's when you know it's bad. When you go like, oh, I wonder how he's doing.
Fuck
like
them, because they used to bully me too.
Really?
Oh my God, I got bullied so bad by this one girl. Her name was like Nicole or something.
You know it was Nicole.
I think her name was Nicole.
Her name was like Nicole Anderson or something specifically.
She used to like just bully me at the lunch table and just like make fun of like my face. I had a rough puberty. She'd like make fun of the pimples. I had like this really like kinky hair and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, and I used to, one time I tried to get like the blonde highlights. I don't know if you remember that era.
Yeah.
But because my hair is so thick. Yes, but because my hair is so thick, it just looked like a cheetah of like yellow.
Aww.
It's like yellow spots.
Fuck.
Yeah, like it's supposed to be like on the hairs themselves, but they didn't penetrate. So it was just like I looked like a
like
Dennis
an
Rodman. So she used to like just make fun of me. And that girl is probably 4 kids right now, probably in selling MLM herbal life juices.
See, this is why you should listen to country music. If you listen to Toby Keith, R.I.P., uh-huh. How do you like me now?
Kim's hero.
That would hit for you, thinking about this girl.
Oh,
how
yeah.
do you like me now?
Well, I'm more like, what's that guy's name? Big Rob or something? Was it? Or no, Mike, not Mike Will.
Who?
He's like, back then they didn't want me. Now I'm
oh,
hot, they all
oh,
want
that's,
me.
Oh, that's Mike Jones.
Mike Jones.
231-330-8004. Hit Mike Jones up on the low because Mike Jones about to blow.
Literally put his phone number in a song.
He was the first one to do that,
that's
wasn't he?
Fire.
Was he the first one to do that?
Mike Jones. Yeah, so you were single for a while, and then now
single
you
for a while.
How long you been with this guy?
6 months.
All right, nice.
I'm into it. I'm very excited about it.
And you live in LA?
And I live in LA.
Did you have to do the long distance thing again?
We tried it for a week.
He's from where?
He is from originally from East Texas. I met him in Florida. We were both just visiting. And then
oh, so does he, so he doesn't live in LA? He wasn't from LA?
He wasn't from in LA, and now we both live in LA.
He moved to LA for you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. And
boss,
you know what?
Bitch shit,
and you know what
yo,
he did
the guy's
that I,
coming to me.
You know what he did that I really liked?
I don't like that. This is a red pill podcast. I don't know if you knew that. Alpha male shit.
No. You know what
he
did?
I need a submissive woman to come to me. What?
This is good. You know what he did that I like is that immediately when we met, it was just like I had no doubt that he was really into me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, there was like a, I don't know. It was just like I left town and he was like, I'm going to see you in 2 days. Like, I want to see you right now.
Yeah.
And it was like very like. I don't know.
When there's a will, there's a way. Like,
yeah.
You always know. There shouldn't be, it should be effortless.
One of my favorite things that people say about men is like, if he wanted to, and it works with women too, if he wanted to or if she wanted to, she would.
Mm.
You know, and that was like the first time I was like, oh, he's doing it for real. Everything he said, he did.
I'm like, maybe she's busy. Maybe she doesn't have service for the last 4 days.
I did that for years, Vinny. I did that for years. I was like, yeah, he probably has AT&T, and you know how the towers are.
Yeah.
And he's always working.
Especially during the summer months, like, you know, everyone's outside, you know.
No, but yeah, he doesn't like being on his phone.
I had this.
There's no excuse. If someone likes you, my boyfriend doesn't even use a phone, and he texts me back every time. He just figures it out.
I was dating a girl like that I actually really enjoyed dating, and I would literally make no contact with her.
Why?
In between dates. She didn't text me. And then I'd be like, what's going on? She'd be like, sorry, I'm sick. Or it was always like, I'm sick. Or it was always like, one time she like got drunk and she's like, I'm taking a recovery day. I'm like, it shouldn't be this hard to talk to someone. And then I told my therapist about it. And he was like, I thought he was going to like get be on my side and shit. Mm-hmm. But he was like, nah, he's like, you need to like get out of her world and let her function the way she functions and stop trying to micromanage. I'm like, I want the girl to fucking talk to me.
Yeah. I'm not on your therapist's side. Call me crazy. I've told my therapist.
Well, that's why
we're
in therapy.
Yeah. Well, I've told my therapist, I'm like, oh, and I've said it for years because I was like, when I meet someone, I want to be with them a lot.
Yeah.
I don't want to be alone. And like me and my boyfriend spend a lot of time together, but like, I don't know. We also cannot. I spend a lot of days working and doing my shit.
I don't know. I think that there is a little bit of a grace period before the love bombing and like the whole like, you know, someone like being overly texting and stuff. But at what point does that stop?
I don't even like texting. I'm like.
So you're a bad texter?
I'm a horrible texter.
See, but,
and I'm a great girlfriend. But I'm a bad texter. And that's why I wanted to skip the whole texting thing.
What do you mean? Like, we have to.
I can't stand it, dude. I can't keep up with my phone that way.
Right. But does your man ever feel like, what do you do to make him not feel insecure about it?
Well, we just, when I'm gone.
Well, now you're
really,
together, but.
We're know. Together. If I'm gone all day, if it's been like 8 hours, I'll text him like, I'll miss you. And that's good enough for him. Like, we live together. It's like.
Yeah, no, at this point, yeah, I guess I'm going back into the beginning
if
of
you're
it.
Dating,
where you have to like establish the communication and.
When, you know. When we did spend the 1 week apart after we met. We were texting all the time.
See?
But we both were like, we both agreed that we would not be able to keep up with constantly texting. It's.
Yeah, of course. Like long distance wise.
Just, I just didn't want to do it. Yeah. I just can't text and ask about the day. I hate.
Right, but you
texting.
Had to put in the effort
to,
early
to maintain
on,
it. It
to
did take work to
and,
keep
yes.
talking. And we both agreed that it took work for both of us to keep talking to each other.
Right.
And that's like the effort, even though no matter you're busy as fuck. So there's no reason some girl is like, sorry, I'm having a recovery day. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, you know, my phone's in my hand 24/7.
And I'm always working too. And shit.
I like, answer her when she didn't text me for a week, I would answer her in 5 seconds.
Yeah. You're like, how are you doing? I'll bring you soup if you're not feeling that well.
Literally. I think I sent her a fucking DoorDash gift card.
That's so nice. That's so nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to think of the hottest big bootied chicks I know for you.
Thank you.
Because I have some
it.
Hot single
bigger
friends.
The booty though, bigger the attitude.
That's true, but men like that.
Please. No, no. Just please. Be cool. Just be chill.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
But there's a certain it there's a difference between having an attitude and being comfortable being yourself. Because
yeah.
everybody gets in bad moods.
For sure. And be bitchy. I like a girl that's bitchy. I like a girl that's like untouchable, standoffish.
Yeah.
But when I say attitude, I just mean like this initial dating period where I'm trying to get to know you, be honest, be transparent, show a little effort, you know?
Yeah, totally.
But
you
know, the date, the
What's the worst date you've been on recently?
Recently, I don't know. I haven't really gone on many. I've been believing in like the box theory a lot recently that we've been talking about. Like, I think some girl Tinks made it popular. We talked about it on one of my last shows, but like where a man puts you in a box of whether he wants nothing to do with you. I don't know how many box theories there are. You could look it up, but like he wants nothing to do with you. He wants to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to smash mm-hmm. or he wants to like wife you up. I just counted four. I don't know.
Those okay. That sounds like a pretty good range
yeah.
of everything.
So my dates, like it just depends on like what box like that person's in.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why I don't really go on many bad dates because, like, if it's like a hookup one, like we kind of are both into it like that. So that's like a cool date. The friend one, I don't really go on many dates with friends. What do you? Oh, now they. Oh, you have a lot of guy friends.
I have a lot of guy
Ooh,
friends.
Ooh. So how do we navigate that? Well, I think I know what you're gonna say because.
Tell me what you think I'm gonna say.
Well, I mean, he moved there for you.
Mm-hmm.
You do give me a little bit of like alpha energy.
Okay.
You're a comic.
Yeah.
You're a career woman.
Okay.
He moved there for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel it's like, nah, like my guy friends are fine. But you seem like a lover girl. You seem sweet. You seem like Puerto Rican.
Uh-huh.
So you might be like a little bit of like a submissive Latina to your man.
Yeah, I am. I am.
Did I read that correctly?
You did, yeah.
So what's the middle ground?
So, like, with the guy thing, I kind of just picked – my boyfriend's really cool. Like, he has become friends with all of my guy friends. We mm-hmm. talk together about who I think is shady. And, like, he literally is – we are best friends. Like, I met a guy and he is my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knows all the secrets and shit. And I think he's so in on my life that for him it just – he feels a part of it. He doesn't feel very left out. He has the phone numbers of everyone. And I have a guy friend. His name's Hormos. He's been my friend for 13 years. He has a girlfriend. I introduced him and his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
She was my roommate. I met her on Craigslist, and I introduced them. They just got engaged. They've been dating for 13 years. And he's one of my best friends. And I go hang out with him alone all the time. I go over his house.
So this is where I was going to get into the boundaries.
We write. We're writers. So
uh-huh.
we're working.
Yeah.
I'm going
That's
over there.
That's what I call it, too.
I'm smoking.
Writing.
I'm smoking. I'm working. I always invite him. He can come whenever he wants.
Yeah.
But most of the time, he's like, no, go work. It is easier just to like. But also, yeah, I don't, there's nothing like
okay,
really
okay,
he
okay,
can't
okay.
be involved in.
Take out the writing loophole.
Uh-huh.
Do you believe in boundaries between men and female friends.
Dude, I can say that I think it's okay. I don't see any reason why he would need to go like hang out with a chick without me.
Literally.
Yeah, I know that sounds crazy, but and I don't really see like besides like working with someone, I don't see why I would ever go get drinks with a guy. I would just would never.
I literally date big booty models.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if they're naked on a set with a fucking guy with his dick hard holding a fan in front of her.
Yeah.
That's her job. Like, she's doing that. But do I want them going out for drinks and having dinner after? Probably not.
Yeah, sometimes.
If that makes me a little insecure bitch, then
so
be it.
But I do, like, with hormones and stuff, I do go over to his house and, like, smoke without him sometimes. But Hormos' girlfriend, I would let my boyfriend go hang out with her alone. Because I trust she's like one of my very best friends. I've known her for 13 years. Like, I know how much she loves her boyfriend. And
well,
it's situational. So
there's
like,
different dynamics. Okay.
He can have girlfriends, but it's like, I don't want my boyfriend's not going to hang out with any girl that does not want me around.
Well,
period.
Obviously, yeah.
Period. That's like, we should hang out just us two. I don't like that.
I don't know. I mean, like, obviously, like, first of all, I would never want someone to discontinue anyone from their life. A lot of men are like that. A lot of women are like that.
Yeah.
They disappear. You know what I mean? When they have whatever.
No, but you should be able to involve your partner and, like, all be friends.
Yeah, like,
if you're true friends.
Right, but I think that's where, like, the sacrifice has to come into when someone's really ready for a relationship. You're ready to make certain sacrifices, and I think that you're going to move differently in your life, and life isn't going to be exactly the same again, and you should be okay with that. I'm not going to, like, move exactly the same with my girlfriends or my guy friends that I am when I'm in a relationship. Voluntarily, that's the goal. The goal is to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So when there's, like, a girl that I know that used to, like, hang out with me, get dinners with me, whatever, now she has a boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
and I don't see her in that capacity anymore, I don't, like, look down on her. You know what I say? I'm like, that's a good girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm proud of her for doing that. I'm like, holy shit. Like, you know, I should have wiped that up.
My boyfriend knows we're doing the podcast different. Together, right? I was like, oh, I'm doing the podcast with Vinny. We've been DMing the last few days, mm-hmm. and I've been very open, and he's totally fine with it. I think that if he wasn't here and I was like, well, Vinny and I are going to go get dinner.
Yeah.
He would be like, well, that's not really work anymore.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It'd be like...
It should make you tilt your head a little bit.
And
like,
it's not for everyone. Some people are more open, but yeah, it's just not what you want personally.
Right, exactly. And I only speak from my personal perspective. Obviously, everyone's different.
And it doesn't make you a bad person, because I think people are like,
right.
That's controlling. That's
jealous. Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, no, some people are just like, things do happen.
And also, everyone does, everyone also does have boundaries. It's just that where the line starts is different for everybody. Some people will let their some girls will let their man fuck their friends.
Ugh.
Obviously,
yeah,
she has a different boundary than somebody else that's like, I don't want you
totally
breathing the same air as my friends.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it's like weird if you're controlling what a girl wears or you think she's too sexy when she goes out. I think that's when it starts getting weird. Like, you should never care.
Yeah. But for me, it's also like the weird part is like, it's not even like the meetup part of it, because like, nothing's gonna happen. It's like, why are you like these girls are like dying to do it. Like, they're dying to, like, because like, I bring up these conversations like right away.
Oh, to like hang out with a dude.
Like you saying, it's like almost like the equivalent of like, okay, guys, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp is basically just all about therapy. And I definitely encourage everybody to get therapy, even when things are going great. I think it's important to get therapy, because sometimes you got to get ahead of it, because we're all going to face little challenges in life. You know, I've definitely had my mental health challenges that I'm open about, with anxiety and stuff like that. So therapy has helped me drastically through all that stuff, you know, talking to professionals and just having somebody. And the best part about BetterHelp is that you can change your therapist at any time. So if you're not really clicking with somebody, you can, you know, just keep on trying out different therapists until you actually do, because that personal relationship is important, all right? So it's totally flexible like that, and it's online,
And it's flexible to your own needs too. You could just do it from your house. You could do it around your work schedule, around the kids or whatever you need. So I think it's definitely great. You should definitely, if you're thinking about giving therapy a try, maybe just start with BetterHelp. You know, just start with it because it's right there. You don't have to like go searching your local neighborhood for therapists and everything, which they might be good too. But like I said, now we've like just streamlined the process and it's just right at your desk, at the computer. Help is right there. So never skip therapy day with BetterHelp, okay? That is, I want you to visit betterhelp.com/Vinny and you'll get 10% off your first month, all right? BetterHelp.com/VINNY for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/VINNY. Start your therapy journey today.
I don't know. When you tell a guy he can't, it's like taking someone's like candy away from a baby.
Well,
when you tell a guy like he can't watch porn anymore or something, he'd be like, he would actually like be. And when I say he, everyone thinks I'm talking about myself.
No, but I know what you mean.
But let's speak generally. He might be like very mad. He might be like, this is like an existential threat to my existence now.
Yeah.
And I see that same reaction sometimes with some women. Not all. Some women just get it. They're like, yeah, of course. Like,
right.
I'm going to be in a relationship with you. I'm going to have a different dynamic with guys alone. But some of them like fight to the death on it. They're like, no, like I don't see why I can't just do every single thing I was doing exactly the same with my guy friend. We can go out together. We can go to dinner together. We could go to after parties together. He could sleep at my house, blah, blah, blah. We could do fucking blow together.
Right.
He's just my boy. He would never do anything. Trust
yeah.
me. And it's just like, I get that. But still, why are you want it so bad?
Yeah, no, I get it. It is.
And why would you
weird.
Want me doing that too with a girl, you know?
Yeah. No, that's how I feel too. That's
Tim,
how
you're
I feel.
Not helping me here.
I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I'm kind of like I'm a little bit, I don't know.
High?
High. I'm definitely high. That's yeah, for yeah. sure. But I am a little jealous.
Yes, yes, exactly.
But my therapist says it's healthy to be a little jealous.
Right. I just try to take like a very just common sense, like, approach to
can
everything.
Can I tell you what
and middle ground, you know what I mean?
Can I tell you, you're like, why? Why do women want to do it so bad? I think a part of it, mm-hmm. and this is just like, I'm not trying to be like Barbie movie about it, but I think it is really, really hard for women to accept the fact that almost every man she's ever really cared about as a friend would want to fuck her. It's like mm-hmm. an actual very, it's a very hurtful thing for women because like we actually care about people. Like
right.
it's like different for men. A lot of men, you know, there's a category of men that like women, and then there's a lot of men that genuinely just don't. They mm-hmm. want to fuck women, they want to breed women or do what they need to do, and mm-hmm. they want to like fucking spread their seed, and they're still living like animals. And I don't know. I think just for women it's really hard to accept that these guys that you've been friends with for a long time would fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them would. Even the ones that are truly your friend, if you got drunk and tried to fuck them, most of them would.
Yes.
And that's just the truth.
Like if there
and
was
men understand because you're a
there's
man.
There's a possibility of it.
There's like a possibility
in
of
some
it.
Universe, there's if he's straight
but
and
at,
not your family.
At one point, you're going to find someone that you're going to go like just immediately like she would just never.
Of course.
And you're going to feel that. But like, but I also don't have the urge to like spend all my time with another guy. I want to bring my boyfriend everywhere with me. It's almost to an annoying point where I'm like,
right.
we have to spend some days I have to schedule with my friends. Like, let's do a girls' night now because I'm with my boyfriend.
I think
that's where the independence should come in. But it doesn't have to be like so.
I think that's
separate.
What I was getting at with like, it's not even the act of the hanging out. It's like the urge. You
yeah,
know what I mean? It's like, why
to.
Do you like really want
it's
to?
Like, you don't like me enough. You don't want to just stay with me.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, because it works both ways too for men and women. Like, there's this thing also called like respect.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
no.
you kind of got.
I can't
like,
tell if we're being offensive in this podcast or not.
This is very like red pill, whatever.
I think we're gonna. Are we a red?
You were
flag?
The last person that I ever thought was be worried about like offending anybody in a podcast.
No, I'm just
I'm
saying,
TV,
like, are
but...
we are we the bad guys here? Like, is that a bad, jealous way to think? But I don't think it's horrible. I don't think it's horrible. I think, yeah.
I mean, I don't
for
know.
For me personally, I just want to be with someone that wants to hang out with me a lot and then has a small balance of, like, hanging out
And yeah, this is the last thing I'll say on it. Like, I think that, again, it's like about everyone is different. Everyone has different dynamics with their partner. Some people are open to the point where people can fuck each other.
I have a hard time. I think so. I think it's fewer than you think. I think a lot of the times when these people are open, it has to hurt.
Oh.
It has to hurt, dude.
Yeah.
To see your wife get porked.
Like a cuck. Nah, I don't know. I think like when the cuck is.
Or even not being there and seeing her come home.
Wait, what?
Even not being there and she goes out to fuck a dude because you guys are in an open thing and seeing her come home, she's all smiley and acting weird and you're like,
right. Like, why are you so happy?
What kind of dick did she just get?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think that like it might hurt the girl, but I think once a guy has like crossed the cuck line, I feel like he loves it.
Yeah, he's into it.
Because if it hurts, it just makes him hard.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a good, like when a woman is not into it, then like, that's bad. That's like, I feel bad. But if a guy like is like sad for getting cucked, I'm like, nah, he loves it.
Yeah. That's actually part of it. Is yeah, the sadness.
Literally.
For him. Yeah. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. Anyway, I was wrapping up. I was just saying like, cause now you got me feeling like I'm being offensive.
No. You're not.
I'm just saying like, Natalie, right? Do you think we're being offensive?
No, I don't think so.
Thank you. I'm just saying like you have a partner, everyone's uh-huh. different. Everyone wants my personal thing is like we're going to move differently and have different dynamics with friends and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Come to common grounds. Everything is situational, but still like if I just wouldn't want a free for all of like everything is staying exactly the same just because like and as a man too, I think your guy friend should respect that you are in a relationship now, you know?
I'm very curious to know what Natalie thinks. Because Natalie, I feel like you're younger and
well,
you're
and half gay. So I feel like that kind of
yeah, you're like gay. Yeah, you're kind of gay.
Well, lesbians are really jealous.
Yeah. I feel like on the one hand, I am kind of jaded because I was in a relationship for 9 years. So I'm like... Nah, fuck that. Get out of here. Like, I don't care about, like, if I was in an open thing or whatever. I'm like, yeah, go get some.
Because so
I
long.
Never got the opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I completely get what Kim's saying, which is, like, if you're in a relationship with somebody, why wouldn't you want to bring them around
yeah.
everywhere?
It's a weird thing to, like, keep it separate almost because
totally.
I want my friends to be involved with the person I love.
Totally.
Every time I have fun with my friends, I'm like, oh, it's more fun if my boyfriend's here, too. And if that person doesn't think the same, it's like kind of something's off.
A lot of girls like. Were saying like they want to keep their male friends to like offer a different perspective. You know what I mean?
But like, that means you're just going and talking shit about your boyfriend to your male friends.
Literally. Yeah. He's
what
like,
do you mean?
He's like, you deserve better than that, baby. You
no,
know what I mean?
You keep one yeah. close female and your sisters.
Your family. Yeah.
Your family.
Yeah,
you talk shit about your partner to your family and your sister and your one close friend that knows.
Again, it's just common sense.
It's
don't
just
cut,
respect.
Don't cut people off completely. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. Like, if you want to have guy friends, I don't know. Just like everyone has different boundaries. Except, and that's the thing too. It's like, what's the trade-off too? It's like, okay.
Well, if you were dating a girl and she was like, what would a girl call you? Vin.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
Vin. I like Vin.
Big Daddy.
Vin is when people really know me.
Really?
My family calls me Vin.
Okay, Vin. Yeah. Okay, Vin. I think my friend from college is coming into town. He was one of my best friends in college.
Mm-hmm.
We should go get dinner with him.
Yeah, of course.
Great.
Oh, together? No, I'm yeah. not, leave that aside.
You're good.
I'm not even talking about
okay,
together.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Then that's fine.
And
you know
okay,
what?
But
then
if
we
it was alone.
Offensive. Alone,
no,
alone
together,
is weird. There's no reason. The only reason you'd need to be alone is because it's intimate. And then that's weird
right.
to me.
And then it's weird.
Yeah.
And again, like
those are whores, Vinny.
I am not.
Those are whores.
They're all whores. You are all whores. We went from not being offensive to
they're
sluts, all
dude.
Fucking
sluts, sluts
and whores that want to hang out with. What's that? The meme with the hot dogs,
dude.
And, you know
I am
mean?
Such a thing. Like you know, I respect a
and
slut.
This is coming from the roast battle. Fucking, you're surrounded by men. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they've said all the meanest things to me. No, I have more guy friends than most girls I know.
Yeah,
so.
Comedy is a weird job.
It's
that,
a weird
like,
thing.
Usually, like, a man will have to, if I dated you, I would have to move my boundaries around and concede to a lot of things, like the writing, the hanging out at 2 a.m. with a bunch of guys in a green room. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, and sometimes it's, like, weird because comedians are very weird about bringing people in green rooms that aren't comics.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes I'm literally with my boyfriend and I have to be like, I have to go back there.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like,
you can't come.
Yeah, he. Yeah. You have to be really cool.
Yeah, especially. I have to go back to the sex party in the green room. You wait out here.
Well, I wrote for the roast of Tom Brady. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so
What'd you write?
I was on Nikki Glaser's production, like whole team. Yeah, she had she fucking crushed, dude.
Yeah.
But I brought my boyfriend. We were all dressed nice. We were sitting at a table, not in front of the cameras. And 30 seconds till live, someone came over and they want you at the front table with Dana. Dana White and the fighters. Uh-huh. And I was like, gotta go. And someone a little less cool, that would have set them off. But, he was fine with it.
Right.
And it is what it is. If it's work, it's different. But
yeah, I don't want an excited bitch, you know?
No.
I might get a little insecure about that. You know? But it was work, though.
It was work, and I was actually excited. The thing, I was like, Dana and them are cool because I do jujitsu and I like fighting. So
yeah.
I like actually like the fighting.
You're over there putting them in headlocks.
No, I'm just like, great fight last week to Max Holloway and stuff. I was fucking incredible. I saw it in a hallway. But I was mostly excited to be seeing Kim Kardashian. Like, so that's what I talked about the whole night was like seeing Kim.
I mean, people like, it's again, it's just like, I'm not saying like, they might have, like, a girl, if she's on a date with me, she might be having this, like, thing that I am so insecure, no men, being controlling, this and that. Like I said, you could be fucking naked on an island somewhere, and I'm not even there. I'm like, go have fun. Go do what you're doing. Like, you're working, you're mingling, you're networking, you're doing your fucking thing. But, again, like, it just crosses a weird, intimate boundary when you're together with somebody. Or, like, you had this friend before that is straight, because, you know, it's always the straight guy that would never do anything with you.
Yeah.
And he used to, like, sleep at your house. You walked around in booty shorts around him and shit. And, like, I just, as the guy, like, me personally, I just wouldn't be cool with that.
No.
It'd make me feel a little bit, and it would also make me
feel. Tell me if this is weird.
It would make me feel weird that you want to do that. Why do you want to? You know?
Me and my boyfriend tonight are going to Lewis's house to hang out at a party. How do you feel about that?
if I was him, I probably wouldn't do it.
But he is the one who was like, we should go. It'd be nice.
No, I mean, more power to him. You got a good, cool guy. You know what I mean? I don't think I'm that cool.
You don't think you'd do it?
I don't think I would. I don't think
it's
I
not
would
just
do it.
Us three either. It's not like a weird, it's a huge, it's a party.
Yeah. Well, we run into that a lot on Jersey Shore, too.
Like the mix, the incestual. You guys have all hooked up. Yes. I'm assuming.
Indirectly in some kind of ways. But I wasn't invited to Snooki's wedding, and I was totally fine with that. I understood where he was coming from.
That makes sense, because as a man, you're like, I don't want to look the eyes of the man that fucking.
But here you are going to fucking the party tonight. Yeah. So I get it. As the guy, that's what I'm saying. Like, these guys shouldn't be like butthurt about it. They should be happy for you. Like, go enter that chapter of your life. Like, go, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's all like. I don't know. Lewis is still a part of your life. Like, you're still part of the comedy scene. You can't, like, avoid him and shit.
I think if my boyfriend
shit, you know
had
I mean?
A friend that he had sex with, like, a long, long time ago, and they never had sex again, and they were still really close friends, I might not mind her at my wedding.
Mm. Yeah.
I might not mind it.
Everything
changes.
Because
I also kind of get it if you're in your early 20s and, like...
Yeah, things happen.
Things happen, and people you legitimately... I'm sure you see, you know, like you said, you messed around with your cast member. I'm sure you legitimately see them like family now. Like,
yes.
They are your family, and it's such a different situation.
Totally.
Unless you guys are secretly still fucking, and which I need to know about immediately.
That would be some Vanderpump shit.
That would be some Vanderpump shit.
Yeah. We were talking before about your... how 90 Day Fiancé almost ruined your relationship.
Dude, no, it was The Love is Blind.
Love is Blind, yeah.
Yeah, gaslit me into thinking that I was love bombing my boyfriend.
Yeah, I know. It has to be like a happy... I've been accused of love bombing before, but it's like, what? Sorry I did so much for you.
You know...
Sorry I bought you flowers and, you know, Ubers everywhere, you know?
A guy told me I loved him, bombed him once, and literally...
I'm just Puerto Rican.
Didn't even love bomb him. I was like, I didn't even want to hang out with you that much.
Yeah.
You haven't seen what I do.
The guys that
he
I do
like. He was
like,
you told me you liked me. I was like, I kind of do. I kind of do like you right now for like a little. I like-ish you.
What's your love language? This is also the first like DeLulu combo you have with like the person you love. But that you like, what's your love language?
Yeah, it's true.
It's so exhausting. I have this conversation like 8 times a week. I'm in the talking phase with like 47 girls right now.
Oh, I used to keep a roster.
It's not like I'm not keeping a baller roster.
No, no, no.
This
it's
is like
just
a
like,
dating
it's
roster.
It's a casual, like, yeah, you're trying to like really, it's like
the,
your own
find
bachelor.
Find the one.
Dude.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Your own bachelor. You, that's the show you should be on.
I've done 2 seasons of that.
Oh, you
not
have?
The Bachelor. It's
oh.
called, it was called Double Shot at Love. It's like the Ratchet Bachelor.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I did know about that. You've done so much shit, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, you had to keep a roster.
I was saying, I.
What?
The talking phases with 40 girls, asking them what their love languages are.
Oh, yeah. You know what I okay, mean? My love language. There's the touch. There's the gift giving. I don't really... I think gifts are sweet every once in a while. I don't need them all the time, personally.
What are the gifts, though? What are the... Like when they say gifts, is it like a Starbucks or is it like YSL boots?
Well, it depends on the kind of girl you're dating.
If gift giving is a girl's love language, I'm like, you're just a whore.
Yeah, if it's YSL boots, she's a slut, dude. If it's something expensive. For me personally, I told my boyfriend, I straight up had to tell my boyfriend this. I was like, you have to get me flowers.
Okay.
It's not much to ask.
They're pretty expensive.
I don't even care if they're the $5 flowers at the grocery store
cool.
or if you pick them outside. Like, just like a little flower at my desk, anything.
Nice.
You have to get me flowers.
So
is
that a gift?
I think it's like someone telling you they thought of you during the day. And my boyfriend does sweet things. Like he'll buy, these shoes were in my closet. And he was like, oh, I bought Vans today and I felt bad not getting you a pair.
Okay.
And then I was like, it's sweet to be thought of. So I like that.
You're like,
every
time you go buy shoes now, you have to buy me a pair.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I better never see you without shoes without me without shoes. He set a precedent.
Set the precedent.
Yeah. But I like quality time
and
physical touch. But personally, I'm not PDA. I'm not very PDA.
Yeah, same. I don't know.
A little bit.
I learned that physical touch was mine like recently. I never really knew how much of mine that was. Mm-hmm. I think it was just because like after being single for so long and like not having the physical touch.
Right.
And living in this like jaded world of being alone and everything. It's like now when you meet somebody that you want to touch, it's like you can't get off of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It feels so good.
Yeah.
So I guess that is my love language. I never really knew.
Yeah, it is very sweet. Dude, I used to have this really sad joke about being so single that I tickled my own arm to sleep.
Yeah.
You ever do that when you're about to fall asleep? That's a sad night.
Play with your own
That's a sad.
No, you want to hear something sad?
Natalie, you ever tickle your own arm? Dude, yeah.
Yo, you guys want to hear something sad? I fucking like, sometimes like I'll be in bed and like I'll be like imagining like a good cuddle session with an ex-girlfriend. That like I loved.
No, that's well, you know what? I think that's almost powerful. You gotta imagine a good cuddle session with someone else.
What do you mean?
You gotta start changing your manifestation mind.
Like
it's gotta be in
future?
The future. Yeah.
Now that makes me just feel sad.
No, dude, it's no.
That makes me feel like I'm just desperate for like some girl I'll never get. You know what
They're
I mean?
They're both sad.
That's okay? true. That's true.
So they pick the one that might change your life.
Yeah. No, at least the last one was real. It's like I pulled that.
Yeah,
you know what
but
I'm saying?
No.
Because if I start imagining shit, I'm gonna imagine fucking like I don't know, like who's like the hottest fucking girl ever. Like I'm gonna start imagining like
who is the hottest girl ever to you? I'm very curious.
Well, I have
hottest, number one.
You're gonna have to look them up. I have a top like this girl like Juliana Alou. She's like a Victoria's Secret model.
Juliana.
She's Brazilian.
Okay.
I like what's that show with the strippers? P-Valley, is that it? P-Valley. It's like a stripper, like a scripted show about scripted.
Okay.
But like the lead role in that, like she's like beautiful. I follow her on Instagram. And I don't really expect to get them. So I'm not picturing myself cuddling with them.
Yeah, or you can't say it on the pod.
What?
That you're picturing yourself cuddling.
Oh, right,
with
right.
It will ruin the chances. It will ruin the chances.
Well, I feel like Nick Cannon did that about Mariah Carey. He went on like a radio show and he like kept manifesting her.
Justin
I keep
Bieber
saying,
did that with Selena Gomez.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I keep saying Juliana Alou, but she's not showing up.
But
I don't feel like we would get along. Like she does.
Tonight when you grab your pillow, you better call it Juliana.
That's her. Yeah.
Oh, God damn.
Can you look up the girl on P-Valley? The head.
You know how I feel like you'd be attracted to is Tyla.
I do. She's beautiful.
She's so hot.
But she's gorgeous. But she's just not like, again, like I just now dating with intention.
You don't like women that waste water?
Yes, exactly. I like a, you know, an environmental woman. No, how old is she? She's like 21 years old, right?
I don't know, actually.
Tyla is young. She's in a
Which one is it?
She's in an era of her life where she is starting her career. There's not going to be much quality time with her.
Yeah.
I don't think the text game is going to be great.
No.
What I mean?
She's going to
be
like, the text for
hold
sure.
on.
She's
doing...
22, by the way.
She's 22.
Oh, she's young, yeah.
But Tyler, like older, is like, you know, perfect.
Yeah. Okay.
They got to be ready. Everyone has to be ready for the era of their life. You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah, and everyone deserves their time to have fun.
Yeah, she's pretty. She's
so pretty.
This is a hot take, but I kind of like the South African accent, too.
Yeah.
People don't really like that.
Yeah, it's
I don't like Australian. I think Australian's gross.
Really?
Yeah. For girls, yeah.
I know my boyfriend fucked a bunch of Australians right before he met me, so I think it's gross, too.
Yeah.
That's jealousy.
There's that jealous Puerto Rican coming out.
Yeah.
No, like Shane's joke.
He's like, we should go to Australia. I'm like, I'm not going back to your fuck whore land. Yeah. Your fucking whore land that you came all over.
Why did he fuck so many Australians?
He's hot.
I know, but why Australians?
He was there for a year.
Oh,
after
he was
the
there
military,
for a year.
After he was all pent up in the military, too.
Yeah.
So he probably
went
crazy. Who knows what he did in the down under.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even think about it. I'm sick.
That's like Shane's joke. It's like, you can't take an Australian seriously. Like, even though there was one Australian guy in 9/11, it was like, ah, fuck. Everyone just laughs at him.
That's true, dude.
Also, like, with the social media thing, like, it's just, in these, like, 20 talking phases, like, half of them are, like, live in fucking, like, Switzerland. And, you know, it's like, oh, London. I had another one, like, recently that was in London. I'm like, this is my dream girl. But what the fuck am I going to do with that? She's in London.
You know what I used to do is I used to always be like, maybe this is it. And I'd find, like, a reason. Like, I've always wanted a guy with a half Russian.
So half, maybe he's the one?
Half Jamaican. Yeah, I'd always go, like, maybe that is. And I'd try to imagine it. And it just never seemed right.
Hmm.
But yeah, dude, maybe fly the chick from London in. Why not?
Yeah, but
is it weird? Then you have to fly them in, you have to hang, and if it's not a cool hang, it's weird.
Oh, the fly out situation. I'm way past that.
You're
in
done
my
flying
life.
People out.
Yeah, just because of like the whole. I'll be totally upfront about this. Like, I want to hang out with you for one night.
Yeah, just to see how it goes.
That's it. Like, I want to hang out. Like, if you'll fly out for a night, I'll fly you out. We can hang out during the day. You know what I mean? We could do
what if they're like, fly me out to hang out for one night, but put me up for a few days?
I've thought about that. And I've actually kind of have done that before.
Because that's like a good compromise.
I've done that.
I get not wanting to commit to so much time with someone you don't know.
Yeah. And also like just the next day I have like shit to do. I have to wake up. I have to go to the gym. I have to go, you know, run to Staten Island to do something for my mom. Like I can't like, like my favorite thing is like now they're like, yeah, like, I'm like a dick. So like when they start to ask me these questions, like, oh, so like when you fly me out type shit, I'll be like, I don't know you. I'm like, what are we going to do? She's like, oh, you know, you could like just like give me a tour around the city. I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I want to do at 36 years old. I want to take you
to the Statue of Liberty.
I
want
to take you to Rockefeller Center.
Oh, no.
Are you fucking kidding me? It's like I want to go to dinner and I want to fucking hang out with you. And then, you know, I will admit, though, during the perfect situation, like with my long distance ex, when she came, I didn't want her to leave. Like, it was great. And then, like you said, with your man, right away, we knew. We're like, oh, I need you back here.
Right.
Like, right away. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
It's never like that.
It's not always like
that. You were
single
for like 10 years.
Dude, I know. But, you know, yeah, I don't know. As soon as you find someone, you're like, oh, everyone can find someone. But then when you're single, you're like, I'll never find someone. It's very
weird. I don't think it should be easy. You know what I mean? That's why they call it the one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And also, I have so much more experience now dating. Not even like, I'm not talking about like sexual. I just mean like emotional and things I've been through and relationships and stuff. And
I went on a date with a 31-year-old recently and it was like so much different. It was so much better.
Yeah.
She just was like mature.
Yeah.
A little jaded. No, she was like mature. And it's funny too, like you reach this thing in New York, like going back to like our Alpha Red Pill podcast.
Right.
Like, you know, like everyone wants to be like a career woman, especially the women in New York. They like went to college. They went to like Ivy League schools and shit. And once they reach like 31 years old and they're single, they just want to cook dinner.
Dude,
that's
where
they
I am.
I
need to get
shoes.
Famous in 2 years so I can have a baby and cook dinner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yo, they're all like, it's the funniest thing. It's like the 20-something-year-olds, like the earlier ones are the ones like, you know, defending women. Of course, everyone is different. Every woman is different. And
totally.
They want to like go to school. But the ones that have actually worked and are in the city and pay their own rent.
They go,
rent.
I'm tired.
They go, I want to.
It would be nice for a man to cover this.
We fought for this? What the fuck?
Well, you know what I think? I stayed single for so long. They got the apron
on. They're converting to Islam. They got the fucking hijab on and shit.
But you know what's really nice is I stayed single for so long and now I have a boyfriend and I don't have to do anything. But if something were to ever happen to him, I can do all my own stuff. So yeah. There's like an independence to like if he does leave you, you can survive.
Totally. Well, who said that to me recently? They were like, because I was getting, first of all, I was getting this whole other side debate about, okay, so you lived in the city, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's this whole thing that I'm dealing with now about Ubering girls to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because like the gentleman thing to do, society, social media, it's like send the girl the horse and chariot, the black SUV with the fucking rose petals in them. They all think they want that for being horrible humans.
Yeah, they want the Uber Comfort Plus.
Yeah. For like, what are you doing for me? Anyway, we had another debate about this on my pod, like about first class every time. Because you set the precedent, you know what I mean? So in LA and other states where people drive, Florida, whatever, you just drive to each other. Hey, coming over your house tonight. People don't have cars in New York.
Yeah.
So it's either you make this bitch train to you or you got to get her an Uber, right?
Right.
And like, I'm cool with getting an Uber. I have money. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm like, how sustainable is this every single time if we're going to be in a relationship?
It's not
a fuck once in a while thing. I'm like, oh, I'll Uber you out of here. But like, I want to see you all the time. So it's like now I become like a chauffeur service. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like this one girl, like it triggered me a little bit. She's like, I'll let you know when I'm ready. Like meaning like have the car waiting for me downstairs. This was like on like date 5 or something.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
And it wasn't even a crazy date. It was like lunch.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
What are your thoughts on that? Louis wasn't fucking Ubering you every fucking time.
He was.
But every time?
Yeah, Louis. But Louis is
okay, I'm cutting this out because I look horrible
No, it's okay. Louis is a different beast. He like I said, he was Ubering every time. He paid for everything, every single time.
Why, for everything?
He would go to dinners and every one of everything, but he was also cheating excessively.
Right, so it was overcompensation. Like,
yeah, so it's a different thing.
Before I get attacked, guys, see, I wasn't doing the cheating part, just the, you know, just the cheap part.
But I don't know. It's kind of hard.
It's not a money thing for me. I was saying to my friend in return, I said, I like the feeling
that
you know how to transport yourself from point A to point B. That's it.
It's different. It would be.
It's like you're capable of doing it.
It's almost better if you met a girl and she met you and she transported herself up until she was staying at your house and she went, now that I'm here late at night, can you Uber me back at night?
Cream Congdon. Look at me. Okay. 100%.
Right?
Dangerous situations.
Right.
Late night. I'm not stupid.
I think just because you're on TV, they expect you to have a car.
That's
and there's
my
this
point.
New thing.
I don't
and
like
it's
that.
Almost shittier. I don't know what else to say because New York's different. It's almost shittier to take a car for the sake of someone else having money when a train is easier.
No, for real.
It's
I'm
almost
like, don't
like
you
want to just throw away his money.
Literally.
In a way.
I'm like,
and
you will
I
get here
that.
In 15 minutes if you take the fucking train.
It's a $45, $200 car. And also, if I'm looking to marry a man, I don't want a man that wastes money on Ubers like that.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, we need it. I'm like, we need the money for our future. We're almost done. Kim's dying. I'm like, we need the money for our future. I'm leaving all this in.
I had a little tickle in my throat.
That's okay. And also, it's like, how did you do it before me? Do you just teleport everywhere?
They want to know that you're not going to be like a 50-50 guy. I don't know. It is just... I have such a different opinion on dating now that I really
definitely
like someone
50-50
because
50-50
now
guy.
I'm like, I don't even see me and my boyfriend as like a 50-50 thing. I just kind of see everything as ours now.
Mm.
And it's like everything becomes ours. So it's like when you're starting to date, I kind of understand a woman wanting to feel like she will be taken care of. But you can kind of tell by the man, like you don't need like.
Oh, no, I pay for
expensive shit and
everything like I. Again, like being with me, like there's a good light of the end of the tunnel. I don't believe in like just buying people YSL boots like date 2.
Right.
But you will get the YSL boots. You'll get everything. I have the money. I just I don't go around willy-nilly just like doing that for every single person.
No. And it's like women expect it on the first date, but they have to understand you're probably going on so many first dates. It's like, how many times do I need to buy expensive gifts for a thing that doesn't work out?
How many times
do
I have to buy Ubers, you know? But I think it's a very New York thing that a struggle that I'm dealing with, because this wouldn't happen again if people had cars and they're like, hey, you want to come over to my house? You want to go to lunch?
If a guy asks me on a date and he has a car, he needs to come pick me up.
Yeah, but that's a date.
Yeah.
I'm talking about every single fucking time you guys are going to link up. You know what I mean? You're going to get there yourself. You're going to figure out how to get there.
Yeah.
You
know? Dude, this morning I was doing radio at 9 a.m. I had to be up at 7. And I was like to my boyfriend, I was like, we have to be up early. And he was like, we?
Mm.
And like, immediately I was like, okay, I guess I'll go myself.
How'd you get there?
I fucking found a way. I called myself an Uber.
Mm.
I wasn't like, call me an Uber.
Right.
Because it's like, I don't know. He would if I asked, but it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about, I have money for my own Uber. Also, I have my own money. I don't know what else. When you have your own money, it's a different thing.
Totally, totally.
And like, I don't need his Uber. It's fine. When we go out to dinner, he obviously pulls out the card and pays. But it wouldn't even really matter if I paid at this point.
One more thing. My whole thing about when I was like, get into these things about women and providing and stuff, because I am like a provider man. Like, I do believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind if a woman has her own money. She could be richer than me. I'm not intimidated. Like, Kim Kardashian could date me. I wouldn't be intimidated by her.
Right.
But it's just, for me, it's like a time thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you have that much money, that might mean that you have a career, that you're like a doctor or a lawyer or something like that. And, I wouldn't like, it's not about the money thing. I want her to have money, be able to take care of herself for these very reasons.
Right.
But it's like, if she has a full-time career and money, she might not have time for me.
It's kind of, you got to find someone whose life like meshes with yours.
Yeah, exactly. There's like a yin and a yang to like everything.
This works for us. He's like retired basically from the military, and now he's getting into video editing and all that stuff. And like, he's not getting into comedy, thank God.
Mm.
Because I just,
you have two like loose, like flexible kind of schedules. Yeah, you kind of like meet in the middle.
We can like, I go on tour, he can travel and work from home. And like, it's like, you gotta find a bitch that can work from home.
From home.
A remote, independent.
Yes, remote, independent woman. I like that. I like the fitness influencers.
Yeah.
You know,
cool.
Their job is to like just be in the gym, squat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have like,
you should
a little...
hit up that girl with the big butt. What's her name?
There's so many.
No, the girl with the big butt, Jen something, Jen Selter.
Oh, I know Jen Selter, but she was like the first.
She was the first. She was the original ass on Instagram.
No, she was the original ass on Instagram. They've evolved from like, you can look at the evolution of the Instagram influencer ass girl, like,
dude,
an evolutionary chart.
And the asses have gotten so big, hers looks small now.
I was going to say, it would start with Jen Selter, and then it would just end up with like just fucking donkey of an ass. You know what I mean? Like natural and shit.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can get out of here now.
That was fun.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
Been a big fan for a while.
Thanks for having
me. Follow her. Where can people follow you?
Find me on social media at Kim Congdon. Check out my special Childless MILF on YouTube and my podcast, This Bitch, and the Kim Congdon Takeover. I have an episode with Vinny coming up.
Yes. She's very funny. And I like that we had a real conversation about like life things too, and not just like an interview.
Right.
Because we don't like interviews.
No,
you
know, I hate
what
interviews.
I mean? It's like, oh, so tell me about what it's like. Working at the time. No, but how was the Tom Brady roast? No,
yeah, right.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Peace.
That was fun.
I think I actually did.
What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help. And hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.